and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The CDC is warning people about a resurgence of Mpox as more cases show up in big cities. But health officials say vaccines are working. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
Three new studies out from the CDC, one looking at health records and two from public health surveillance, are offering new estimates of the effectiveness of the Mpox vaccines, which are now estimated to range between 66 and 86% after two doses.
Experts say an outbreak is possible this summer. There could be a debt deal soon. That's according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who put lawmakers on notice today to be back in Washington within 24 hours once they figure it out. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's up to Republicans.
If they really cared about lowering our debt, they would not also fight to protect trillions of dollars in Trump tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans and the biggest corporations.
Well, speaking of Trump, he's set to get more competition in 2024. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plans to run for president next week. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
If Trump fever subsides, then DeSantis is one of two or three people who probably have the best chance of being nominated. And right now, he's the most probable Trump alternative.
A big win for Twitter today. The Supreme Court ruled it cannot be held liable for allowing militant groups to join, even if they cause terror attacks. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The basic allegation by the plaintiffs was, Twitter, you should have done more. Not that you aggressively said, are you trying to plan a terrorist attack? Come onto our platform. But that you should have done more to kick terrorists off.
The lawsuit stems from an attack on a nightclub in Istanbul in 2017. 39 people were killed. Well, there's poet, there's Nobel laureate, but you've probably never heard of drag laureate. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
San Francisco has named Darcy Drollinger the first drag laureate in the country.
San Francisco acknowledges us, but to put this on sort of a national stage really does make a profound difference.
Mayor London Breed.
Really proud of what San Francisco has done to really open its heart and its minds to accepting drag as an art form and as something that brings people together.
The NFL says owners will not vote on the Washington Commanders sale next week during meetings in Minnesota. Owner Dan Snyder agreed to a $6 billion deal last month, but the league says it needs more time to review details. If approved, it would be the largest sale in sports history. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Elevate your sleep with Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Ultra soft, breathable, and durable Giza cotton ensures comfort. Enjoy a 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get 50% off Giza Dream Sheets starting at $29.98. Visit MyPillow.com, click Radio Podcast Square, and use promo code SKY for amazing MyPillow offers. Call 1-800-635-1825 or visit MyPillow.com now using promo code SKY for fantastic deals.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet on Friday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Rudolph Town Hall. the Waukesha first grade teacher who spoke out about the district's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land has been recommended for termination. CBS 58 reports Melissa Temple, who's been on administrative leave for a month, received a formal letter from Superintendent Dr. James Sieber May 15th, recommending that the Board of Education fire her after the district concluded its investigation. Temple said she believes that the district's actions aren't looking out for what's in the best interest of students. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says a woman who was sexually assaulted by her basketball coach when she was a teenager in the 1990s waited too long to sue. The court's conservative majority says exceptions to the statute of limitations only apply to lawsuits against churches, religious orders, or abusers themselves. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 49. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 56. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055 or log on to hollyville.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve. But we ain't even close to done yet. We got a happy hour. And we're taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Dom, you mentioned we got some sound from Bernie Sanders. And it breaks my heart to say this. I completely disagree on this singular topic with my man, Bernie Sanders. I think what Bernie is proposing is absolutely the wrong tact. I do not think the 14th Amendment will offer a remedy. I think that Bernie is offering us false hope. I think that, unfortunately, default will be inevitable with this Republican House. And if we did try this, the Dems get blamed, the Supreme Court overrules, and we just freaking default anyways. It's just going to make
it worse.
Well,
if you default anyway, then why not go through the exercise and find out?
Because then the Dems get blamed.
Come on, man. The Republicans are going to blame the Dems anyway. The Dems are going to blame the Republicans anyway. So Bernie Sanders.
The question is who's the American people going to blame? And if they take this action, suddenly it's their fault when this blows up. When their proposed remedy doesn't solve the problem, it's a problem the American people blame us for. When this is really a terrorist act of the Republican Party.
Well, that's why you got to educate the public, Crudy, and guys like you spouting that off, that doesn't help. Let me educate you on what the senator tweeted out today.
Edify me, little buddy.
Today, 10 of my Senate colleagues and I sent a letter to President Biden urging him not to cave in to extreme Republican demands that will cause irreparable harm to the American people. Instead, he should prepare to use the 14th Amendment to avoid a catastrophic debt default. And there's a three-page, but only a couple pages here of a few paragraphs. Bear with me. Here is what the senator had to say. Some facts in here that I think some people need to hear. Dear Mr. President, we appreciate the efforts you have made to come up with a bipartisan budget deal that protects the needs of working families, the children, the seniors, the sick, and the most vulnerable, while demanding that the wealthiest people and most profitable corporations in America start paying their fair share. It is unfortunate that Republicans in the House of Representatives and Senate are not acting in good faith. Instead, Republicans have made it clear that they are prepared to hold our entire economy hostage unless you accede to their demands to reduce the deficit on the backs of working families. That is simply unacceptable. We agree with you that the United States must not default and that no one should be allowed to hold the economy hostage. Over the past 63 years, Bernie Sanders writes, the national debt limit has been raised nearly 80 times, 49 times when a Republican has been president and 29 times when a Democrat has been president. In fact, the debt ceiling was raised 18 times under President Ronald Reagan, 7 times under President George W. Bush, and 3 times under President Donald Trump. Under Trump, when the national debt increased by some $8 trillion with no strings attached. Indeed, Bush and Trump tax cuts for the wealthy are the driving force behind the increasing debt that Republicans now claim to care about. Defaulting on our national debt would have catastrophic consequences. Moody's has estimated that if we do not raise the national debt ceiling, over 7 million Americans could lose their jobs. The unemployment rate would climb to more than 8%. Interest rates on mortgages and credit cards would skyrocket, and Americans would lose some $10 trillion in household wealth. While we cannot default on our debt, we also cannot allow the destructive Republican budget to be implemented, Bernie Sanders writes. He goes on. Some bullet points here. If the House Republican Limit, Save, Grow Act were enacted, the damage done to our country would be incalculable. Here's just a few of the estimated impacts of what the American people can expect. So bear with me, a few bullet points. Deep and sweeping cuts, budget cuts would push 790,000 Americans out of their jobs and push our economy towards a recession. Up to 21 million Americans could lose Medicaid, ripping away the health care they need. 1.2 million women, infants, and children would not receive the nutrition they need to stay healthy through the SNAP WIC program. Nutritional services, such as Meals on Wheels, would be cut for more than 1 million low-income seniors. 640,000 families would lose access to rental assistance, and more than 430,000 low-income families would be evicted from Section 8 housing. 200,000 children thrown off a Head Start. 180,000 kids lose access to child care. 80,000 jobs cut at the Department of Veteran Affairs alone. And millions of veterans forced to wait much longer for the care they need. 2 million Americans lose access to health care through the community health centers. And 80,000 young Americans would lose their ability to attend college on Pell Grants, will be slashed for up to 6.6 million students. And now he concludes. The choice we face is clear. We cannot reach a budget agreement that increases the suffering of millions of Americans who are already living in desperation. At a time of massive wealth and income inequality, we must ask billionaires and large corporations who are doing phenomenally well to start paying their fair share of taxes. We also cannot allow these budget negotiations to undermine the historic clean energy and environmental justice investments made by Congress and your administration by allowing fossil fuel companies to unleash a flood of dirty energy products that will worsen the climate crisis and disproportionately impact frontline communities. We must continue the transition from fossil fuel to clean and renewable energy. Republicans' unwillingness to consider one penny of new revenue from the wealthy and large corporations, along with their diminishment of the disastrous consequences of default, have made it seemingly impossible to enact a bipartisan budget deal at this time. We write to urgently request that you prepare to exercise your authority under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which clearly states, Crudy, the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned. Using this authority would allow the United States to continue to pay its bills on time without delay, preventing a global economic catastrophe. We look forward to meeting with you to further discuss the issue. Signed, Senator Bernie Sanders and 10 other senators.
You know, I prefer to hear it in the senator's words. We do have a little sound from our guy, Bernie Sanders. He should be everybody's guy. Should be President Bernie, but that's a whole different story for a different day. Let's play it for the American people. Cut number one. Bernie Sanders.
As disastrous as it would be to default on our debt, it would be equally disastrous to pass the outrageous Republican proposals.
More from Bernie. As you mentioned, Dom, he advocates for using the 14th Amendment, says we do have a constitutional remedy. We cannot default. So therefore, Joe Biden, point at the 14th Amendment. Don't default. Just print new debt. Play it.
The president has the authority and the responsibility under the Constitution to make sure that we continue to pay our bills.
One more from Bernie Sanders. Again, utilize the 14th Amendment. although it might be an imperfect solution. Cut three, please.
Is this a perfect solution? Is imposing the 14th Amendment a perfect solution? No, it is not. But using the 14th Amendment would allow the United States to continue to pay its bills on time and without delay, prevent an economic catastrophe, and prevent devastating cuts.
Dom, I'm not rooting for default. Please don't mishear me. But it's going to happen. And I would suggest, while Bernie may have the right tone of what the ultimate remedy might be, eventually, this may become such a crisis that Joe Biden is forced to point towards the 14th Amendment, you know, print the $1 trillion coin, whatever the case may be. But I don't think you can save the Republicans from themselves again. We cannot walk to the brink and then hold the back of Kevin McCarthy's head and keep his face out of the lawnmower again. I mean, by doing so effectively, we blunt the harm of these Republicans. And it's right to try and blunt the malfeasance and the harm, whether intended or whether it's just performative, Dom. These Republicans want this default. They want this to happen because why? Joe Biden's the president. They don't give a damn what happens to the American people through their inaction or their terrorist demands. And Bernie Sanders is saying, no, go use whatever remedy, imperfect solution might be there. But all we're doing is we're pulling their face back from the lawnmower blade again. So we, the American people, don't get sprayed with the carnage. But eventually, the American people have to see through this governance by terrorism. If we, the people, as our friend Tom from the leftist coast talks about, if we, the people, do not find some form of representative governance, a governing majority, if we don't see enough Democrats win seats, if it's not bad enough for the American people to see there is a freaking difference between these two parties, people, and I'm not down for the Dems so much as the other team's got me scared to freaking death. So, Bernie, keep your powder dry. The 14th Amendment will be how we scrape the blood in the guts of this default off the American people when the Democrats have to clean up another mess made by Republican governance.
So your suggestion is to what? Joe Biden, don't negotiate, call their bluff, and when they fail to pass a clean debt ceiling hike, then invoke the 14th Amendment?
After the debt default has been declared, after we...
Oh, dude, what? No. After the default? Why? To prove a point?
I'm not the one proving the point here.
No, but that's just
my words to you.
People need to know. They need to know. You know, these are terrorists, fascist megas, man. They're holding you hostage.
What do you think?
Debt ceiling raised 18 times under Reagan, Crudy. 7 under Bush, 3 under Trump. When Trump added $8 trillion to the debt, with not a word, not a word from the Republicans. $8 trillion.
I know the history, fella.
Okay, but does everybody? So now they're going to put the strings on. Now the Republicans are going to say, oh, wait. No, hell no, man. I don't think you even engage. You don't engage with the terrorists.
I'm not suggesting we do.
You do it now. You don't wait to default. If you're going to go there anyway, if you're going to go to the 14th Amendment anyway, why would you possibly wait for the default?
Because I'm not legally clear that Joe Biden can just go print a $1 trillion coin. I'm not clear that he can just take the 14th Amendment, show it to the American people, and say, keep printing money. I'm not sure that's how it works. And I'm not sure that this Supreme Court would allow.
Elevate your sleep with Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Ultra soft, breathable, and durable Giza cotton ensures comfort. Enjoy a 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get 50% off Giza Dream Sheets starting at $29.98. Visit MyPillow.com, click Radio Podcast Square, and use promo code SKY for amazing MyPillow offers. Call 1-800-635-1825 or visit MyPillow.com now using promo code SKY for fantastic deals.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria.
a hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism in their Walk Off Dead event happening Saturday, May 20th. Starting at the shelter at Riverside Park in Nakusa. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. Walking starts at 9. Suggested donation of $10 per person for participation. All money raised will help pay off food service debt for students in the Nakusa School District. Join VFW Post 2534 for their steak feed on Tuesday, May 23rd from 4:30 to 7 p.m. It's located at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road. Meal is open to the public and costs $20.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Media app. Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is The Shaw.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I want to get your take on using the 14th Amendment to get around the terrorist Republicans holding the world economy hostage if they don't get their way. 844-967-2789.
And suddenly, Joe Biden will be all those things they always accused him of being. He's leading by dictate. He's exceeded the authority of the presidency. All those things would be decided
well,
by
how do you define the 14th Amendment? The validity of a debt will not be questioned. You tell me what that means then, Cruz.
I think this is a ridiculous exercise, no doubt. I think this is terrorism.
Well, but okay, I think but if you still got to deal with it and getting other people to vote, you got to see all the Republicans are doing it. That all takes time, man. I mean, we got what, 2-3 weeks, maybe? I mean, maybe we got some more time. I mean, Yellen gave some, you know, a range. But, you know, it's coming sooner than later.
I get that it's coming sooner than later. Okay,
so
and
waiting
they're gonna...
for, you know, so seeing the carnage and trying to convince the voters that this is not what you do. You can't possibly be a leader and responsible and allow the default to happen if you think that you got the back pocket 14th Amendment. You pull it out and use it first before the default. Maybe get a Supreme Court judgment prior to default.
There is no such thing. There is not a prior get out of jail free card. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, guys. Yeah, time for Joe to take control and utilize the 14th Amendment. He needs it to defend the United States against those fascists that are trying to destroy our country. And they are. You know, they go after women's rights. They're sticking their nose in everybody's lives. They control our everything in our lives. And they're getting worse and worse. And especially even in Wisconsin. Those guys all need to go. We need to get very active and push these fascists. You know what?
How do you think the best way to do that would be, Jeannie? I mean, the people have to see how god-awful their governance is at some point, right?
We know how god-awful their governance
well,
is.
Well, we get it, Jeannie, but what the hell's wrong with our neighbors that continue to vote for Ron Johnson and Donald Trump? And it's a coin flip election every time. And when it comes down to 50-50 in the U.S. Senate and a 5-vote majority in the U.S. House, you don't have a governing majority. There's no way for Joe Biden to get anything done to actually deliver for the American people. So the pendulum's got to swing far enough in our direction that the Dems can lead. But you talk. I've been speaking too much.
Work with people who are liars and frauds and cheats. You can't. You can't work with people that try to take your election away. Give me a break. And who are still trying to do it. You can't work with liars. The thing of it is he needs to explain to the people why he's doing right during prime time and why, and I'm sure the country will understand. The thing of it is you guys have made a difference in our state, and I wish every state had you guys in it, because you are making a difference, because you bring out the truth, and it's amazing, and people are learning, and they're more interested in learning even on their own to find even resources to learn. And you guys are an outstanding public service in our state, and I wish you were all over the country, but unfortunately, maybe not right now, but Biden needs to stand up there and protect the public, period, because these yahoos, they spin everything whichever way they want to, but we'll spin it back where it belongs, and the president needs to do this for our country and the people in our country, and guess what? We want him to do it, and he works for us. So thank you, guys. Hey, have a good day.
Hey, Jeannie, one quick thought for you.
Huh? What?
Sage closed on those radio stations up in Eau Claire yesterday. They're part of Civic Media now. So right around summertime, right around June 5th, that's what I'm defining as summer, you're going to hear the greatest radio show ever on 93.5 FM in Eau Claire.
93.5 FM?
Yes, ma'am. Currently, it's playing out some music, but when we get there, we're bringing the fire, sister. And we're bringing you with if you keep calling.
Well, yeah, I love you guys. You know that. And I've been listening to you for years and years. And, like, you guys are the truth. You do an outstanding job. You've got great people in different shows. I mean, you're great. So, anyway, I better let you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie.
I would have given you more time to tell us how great we were, Jeannie. We love you more, Jeannie. We really do. You are one of our favorite callers. 844-967-2789. Dan, the man from Madison. Welcome, Dan. What do you got?
Hi, Dan.
Morning, or afternoon. One of the things that I haven't heard anybody talking about, and I think we need to consider, I really think Joe's in a really bad catch-22 here, because there is a law that puts that debt ceiling into place. And I understand that the Constitution is supreme. But in the meantime, what will happen is if Joe does try to use the 14th Amendment to overrule that law and issue more debt, the first thing the Republicans are going to do is impeach him for breaking the law. So not only will the Supreme Court have to decide the constitutional crisis of the debt issue, but at the same time, they're going to be trying to deal with that whole issue of the Republicans trying to impeach him as well.
Well, Dan, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene already beat you to your thought. She's introducing impeachment doctrines against Joe Biden. She's had him in her purse the whole time. She's been ready, just waiting.
That's true.
But Dan, I do think you make a good point. It's not going to go unchallenged. It's not like Joe can declare 14th Amendment,
no,
folks.
No, certainly.
The law passed that created the debt ceiling can be completely ignored, because they're going to run on the shadow docket straight to the Supreme Court, and either Alito or corrupted Clarence are going to take it up and say, we're going to hear
this. Yes, that the debt, the validity of the U.S. United States debt can be challenged. See how that's going to work out.
Well,
that's
the validity of the law that
overrule. Law can't overrule the Constitution. That's how it works. The last time I went to civics class.
Yeah. That's how Dobbs worked out, too. I know. They follow precedent. All those good legal theories, stare decisis, ends justify the means, all that kind of stuff, right? More devils.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood and Portage County Sheriff's Departments join law enforcement agencies across the country in a campaign to increase the number of travelers wearing seatbelts. The Click It or Ticket campaign begins next week, May 22nd, and goes through June 4th. A 2022 survey found that only 87.5% of Wisconsin motorists wear seatbelts. On average, over 2,300 unbuckled people are injured in crashes each year. In 2022, 170 people who died in vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The 21st annual Spring Wisconsin River Bass and Walleye Classic Fishing Competition is this Saturday, May 20th, at the Waters Pub and Pier in Stevens Point, where Zala partnered with Primewater Anglers and donated $1,000 toward the competition. Proceeds will go towards local volunteering efforts and the kids' fishing clinic in June. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HaveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HaveOffDeal.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 49. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 56. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40. High of 70 Saturday under clear skies. 74 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Tuesday, what day do you think it'll be?
Labor Day or Memorial Day? Which holiday are you talking about?
The one that comes first.
Which okay, one Memorial Day.
Memorial yeah. Day. Well, why are you dragging Labor Day into it?
You said Labor Day, man. I just want to be clear on our timing here. So
I struggle with the bookend summer holidays. Memorial Day. My bad. Mea culpa. 844-967-2789. Any other corrections you'd like to make on the just, public airwaves of your buddy? Man.
I just don't get it. And folks, join me. Help me understand, Crudy. Help me understand the logic here. If default is inevitable, and I guess that's what you're kind of thinking here. Why wait to enact whatever process would have to go through to challenge the debt ceiling under the 14th Amendment. Why not do that sooner than later?
Well, I didn't hear any remedy offered by our fine guest economist, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dunn, yesterday when, you know, when the hypothetical of creating the $1 trillion coin was put out there. She talked about rapid inflation, or at least the devaluation of the American currency. Joe can't just wave a magic wand and say 14th Amendment. There's not a means by which he can get there from here. And I think one of the callers, I think it was Dan from Madison, was keen in his observation. Well, there is a succeeding law. It's not just the Constitution. You can change the direction slightly. It's not in conflict with the Constitution. There is a remedy. Congress has to show up and do their job. They refuse to do so in a non-terroristic fashion. That doesn't mean the Supreme Court's going to say, Joe Biden, we bless it. No, I don't think that would ever be the case. So Joe's going to go out there. They're going to hammer the guy with his effort. The Supreme Court's going to smack it down. We're going to freaking default anyways. So I would say
then the validity let it smack him in the face. Can in fact then be challenged then, right? I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, because both things cannot be true. And they're going to trash Joe no matter what Joe does. That's part of the job. So let's just put that aside, right? He's going to be blamed for this or that. They're already going to impeach him.
The only real remedy is the pain of the default is so extreme that Wall Street and the constituents crush their Republican House members into doing the right thing and passing a clean bill. That is the only solution.
After default?
I think it will come after default.
So,
I don't think the remedy is really there.
So you don't think that the 14th Amendment, the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned, that you don't think that if the Congress fails to do their job, that the executive branch cannot rely on the Constitution itself?
No, not with this Supreme Court. Not until something disastrous happened. So then I don't think Joe can preemptively do it.
That's why you got to start the process sooner than later. But so you're suggesting that this Supreme Court would then say, yes, in fact, the validity of our public debt can be questioned. It is questionable. There's only two answers. Either it is or it isn't, right?
It's only questionable in that the legislative remedy has not yet occurred, and when it does, then it's beyond question again.
Is default then by very nature not possible because of the 14th Amendment? I mean, they could not do their job.
It's going to happen, dude. You and I can argue about it, and then we're going to see history happen because these performative Republicans want it to happen because they're going to fundraise off their base. The people want this.
They're not going to give a whole lot of money if we go into recession and millions of people lose their jobs.
Well, maybe not on the back end, but they're really looking to get the money on the front end. 844-967-2789. The disastrous consequences to the economy are not instantaneous. They're trickled down to the poorest first. Usually it's from the bottom up. Robert West Allis, welcome. What do you got for us, Robert?
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, I'm with Dom. I think, you know, Biden needs to do what he needs to do, and who cares what the Supreme Court says? You know, the matter of fact is it's in the Constitution. They have no ability to judge a law constitutional. We put up with this since what was it, Madison versus Mayberry, or was it Madison versus Marshall? I can't remember the case where they've granted power to themselves that was never written into the Constitution. So if you're an originalist, these guys really don't have the power to do anything.
You think they're going to overrule their own power to overrule? I mean, come on, man. Talking about a constitutional crisis wrapped in a constitutional crisis.
May as well do all the laundry, Robert. If we're going to go through the constitutional crisis, let's have it all out. Let's get it done with.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, do they have a police force? Do they have an army? They don't have neither one of those things. The only thing they have is that people have confidence in them. Their approval rating is lower than Congress's, and you see how corrupt these guys are. I think they should go for it and put the argument in front of the American people. And if they give him a hard time about it, he should say, you know, the Justice Department should start investigations along with the Senate into some of their actions there. I mean, we at some point we have to do the right thing. We can't let the economy melt down, you know, for these, you know, childless political reasons. I mean, we just can't. It's going to be too disastrous. So that's really all I had to say.
Well, it will be very disastrous when it occurs.
And your Congressman Mark Polkan also tweeted out, it's time, 14th Amendment. It's very clear in the Constitution. That's your congressman. Maybe you should call him and see what he thinks.
Well, your congressperson, Gwen Morris, said Joe Biden shouldn't effectively negotiate with these guys on this terrorist demand, part of which her objection is to force, what, SNAP recipients to work or more stringent strings attached for a raise in the debt ceiling. Got to stick it to poor people concurrently. That's one of the poison pill terrorist proposals, right?
Yes.
Gwen says, I don't like it. Trudy doesn't like it. Dom doesn't like it. The American people don't like governance in this way. But this is the means they have. And Joe Biden, what we think is, theoretically, Joe could do something and say he's going to extend more debt. But legally, I am much less clear that he can wave that magic wand, Dom. And I do think currently the Congress is empowered to either solve this problem or let it blow up in the American people's face. I just want to be very clear who we're going to blame when it happens. And what I don't want to see happen is Joe Biden gets out over his skis on this 14th Amendment thing, the economy blows up, and they blame Joe Biden's proposed remedy instead of the party that crashed the bus.
Okay, so then your solution would be for Joe to, what, accept the terms of the terrorist agreement from the Republicans?
When did you hear me say that?
Okay.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
I'm asking. I'm clarifying for my own edification. So Joe should not negotiate with the terrorists.
No.
Joe should not enact the 14th Amendment. What are you suggesting Joe actually do?
I think Joe should go out on the stump or perhaps before the American people, a fireside chat, if you will. I can get him across the state of Wisconsin, at least. And I think he should talk about the need to pass a clean debt ceiling increase, which would take about 5 minutes. I'll sign it immediately thereafter. In all of these other deep philosophical discussions on future expenditures and policy, well, they can all wait for the budget, which comes next.
Right.
That's the clear argument, because that's the means of having the argument.
Yes, correct. That's where you address these kinds of issues.
And I would lay out very clearly, if our colleagues across the aisle, if this once great party, these Republicans, allow the American people to feel the pain of this default, of this debt, know they do so of their own volition, with selfish intent. And hammer them for it. That's what I would do. 844-967-2789. But, you know, hammer is often a remedy for a guy who only owns a hammer. It's my only tool in the toolbox.
When all you have is a hammer, right? Everything's a nail.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Dick.
Well, first of all, go Jeannie. Send her to Washington. She cleaned this up overnight.
Yeah. Right.
Seriously.
She lives in the third. She could run against Derek Van Orden tomorrow.
There you go. But to Tom, always with the you know, we the people, I totally agree with him, and I'll get to where I'm at with the debt ceiling. We'll never be we the people again, in my estimation, guys, unless we get rid of Citizens United, which brought us these gerrymandered districts. And one more thing I want to get rid of is the Electoral College. Now, Dom, I think it was Northwoods Terry yesterday brought up the fact that people are polling already at almost 40% that they're going to blame Joe Biden either way. So, no, I don't think he should be playing Russian roulette with the American economy. He needs to do this and let the chips fall where they may after.
Do what? What are you proposing? I want to be clear. Dick?
Well, I'm all for him, the 14th Amendment.
And okay. And what's that look like as a process? He pulls the lever in the white in the Oval Office? Where's the 14th Amendment lever?
Guys, this is what's being proposed, okay? I don't know the ins and outs of it totally, But I do know this. It sounds like it would stop amazing carnage on this economy. And he does not need that going into an election. And I think it would be much worse than in the blame thing. Would, like Northwood said yesterday, people are already lining up more towards it's Biden before it even happens.
No doubt, man. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I kind of discount all of that. Thank you for the call. There is another thing out there, and that's the discharge position that's been presented in the House. So there's a, I don't know, last resort plan also on the table, technically.
That actually, and I was at a Mark Pocan press conference in his congressional office and district, and Mark said that they position this discharge position petition in the House of Representatives to effectively be enactable anytime after May 16th. I wasn't clear, you know, was it 6 months? You got to wait a certain period of time. We're going to give notice. I'm not clear, but Mark was very specific. May 16th or after. And what that would effectively do is allow all of the Democrats plus a small minority of Republicans, let's say 5 or 6, to do the right thing by the American people in this hostage-taking circumstance. Well, now we're on to something. You know, that is the real remedy, because I don't think they have the votes to default. I don't think there are 218 or more Republicans that actually want to default. I think there's about a dozen. And I think they're Marjorie Taylor Greene and perhaps Kevin McCarthy. I think they're steering the boat, you know, Thelma and Louise style. And I remember, you know, we had one of those big boat cars when I was a kid. My mama, she'd stick that hand out there. You know, that was my airbag. She'd just keep my head.
Right, hang on, I got you.
Because you had the lap belt, but you didn't even have the shoulder belt. So mama hit the brake.
Yeah, if you even had the lap belt on.
Mom would stick her hand out and keep your head off the dashboard. You'd hope.
You hope.
Or you'd be in the back seat smacking into the back of the seats. Well, right now, I don't know if Joe Biden has the means to stick a hand out and stop Kevin McCarthy's face from crashing into the lawnmower blade, the analogy I've been using. But what I would say is the Congress can still, and this is a very interesting point, Dom, through the discharge petition, as Mark Pocan pointed out maybe a week ago, the solution is already out there in stealth mode. And you can do this. This isn't, you know, got to be run up the Supreme Court flagpole for approval.
Right.
You don't have to use pixie dust and unicorns to come up with the magic formula to somehow get from here to a 14th Amendment remedy, because I'm not even sure what that looks like. An executive order, a lawsuit. I mean, how do you even enact that? Go to the printing press with $1 trillion coin.
Yeah, you have standing. You know, you challenge it. Your DOJ brings a case. That's how you handle it. But that takes time. A discharge position already in the works.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have 2 amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this Throw Your Local Government Out Thursday, whatever crude you called it. But you can join us 844-967-2789.
I called it a stellar Thursday right up until you started stepping on me with this whole one-sided argument I'm not winning. At least not predicated on the popular vote. I think it's rigged. It's rigged. Recount.
It's rigged. It's rigged. Don't believe the polls, Crudy.
I want to throw out all the absentee ballots from Dane and Milwaukee County, and then I think I got a fighting chance.
Then we'll really know the true will of the people.
Dominic, Governor, Gubernator, Ron Meatball DeSantis, he's in it to win it, according to reporting at the New York Times. In a phone call with donors for his super PAC, Gubernator Ron DeSantis revealed he's in the race. Here is how he was quoted, Dom. You have basically three people at this point that are credible in this whole thing. Biden, Trump, and me. I think of those three, two have a chance to get elected president. Biden and me, based on all the data in swing states, which is not great for the former president and probably insurmountable because people aren't going to change their view of him, said DeSantis. Now, I actually agree with his assessment there, which is why I support Donald Trump as your Republican nominee in 2024. And I'm behind the polling that has him leading DeSantis by like 40 points, because although the 25% or so, and I mean, DeSantis is a fascist in his own right, but Donald Trump is unelectable in the swing state that I live in, because there's a civic media network here, Dom. It's never happening again. It's the first time DeSantis officially described himself in this whole thing. While DeSantis has spent the last few weeks traveling around early primary states, he's largely dodged saying Donald Trump's name and refused to attack him directly. The one thing he suggested is that Trump's a loser by targeting what he calls the culture of losing. This week, he's taking greater steps forward, using local elections to highlight the loser candidates Trump backed. Wasn't his pick in the Jacksonville mayoral race also a loser? Just saying.
Yes, indeed, Crudy, it was.
It garnered responses from Trump on his personal social media account, calling DeSantis the real loser because his endorsed candidates did better than DeSantis's. Is that like saying, my endorsements are less of a loser than your endorsees were?
I lose less than the big loser over there. Get in, losers. We're going losing.
As the Times reporter listening and on the call, DeSantis claimed that while traveling to the early primary states, he found many people believed in Trump's policies. I'd like you to define those, but not his values. He argued that in the 2 years under President Joe Biden, all 4 years of Trump had been erased. You know, Trump was somebody. We liked his policies, but we didn't like his values. What, the one round of tax cuts for billionaires? That was the high point of the guy's presidency.
And that's actually what we're fighting about right now. A big chunk of that, of course, because of the debt that we have was incurred under Donald Trump and other Republican presidents. I mean,
they don't want to pay for
Clinton balanced the budget.
That or the pandemic aid, because Trump signed off on a bunch of that as well. You know, Trump was somebody, we liked his policies, but we didn't like his values. And with you, we like your policies, but also know that you share our values, DeSantis claimed, an Iowa voter told him. You know, it's great when you tell stories about what great things people said to you. Let me tell you how great Jeannie thinks we are. She thinks we're super great. DeSantis went on to take what is called an unmistakable jab at Trump, claiming there are some that kind of raise money just for themselves. Now, DeSantis is sitting on, what, a cool $150, $200
million? Yeah.
Who's he? Who'd you raise that money for?
The bouncing people? Around the country, serving the citizens of Florida. The roster reporting on the New York Times report, the report explained that despite being behind by 30 points, DeSantis would likely start out with more money due to the super PAC cash he's been raising, as Crudy mentioned. There are lots of similarities with another Florida Republican candidate for president, Jeb Bush, who began with tons of money and support, but was quickly shredded.
I see a more analogous to Scott Walker, the wanker, who also had gobs of money in. Early success before he crashed on the rocks in 71 days.
Well, I mean, the guy
after he declared
burning. I mean, he was setting up sounds, you know, stages and sound and lights at like the local Iowa diner for thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, you don't need to do that, but when you see a guy like Walker walking around with a wad of cash in his pocket, and you know, the vendor's like, "Hey, there's a mark. Yeah, I'll set up the stage and lights for you at Denny's. It'll cost you $10,000. You got $10,000? Oh yeah. It's about time we did this. Just time. And then he fork over $10,000 because hell, it ain't Walker's money anyway. What does he give a damn? But yeah, after slow burning or quick burning for a few months, Walker was out and was pulling at 0.0. As the Raw story writes, this call comes on a difficult day for DeSantis. The lawmaker lost a suit in federal court that he could take a campaign email list from a pro DeSantis super PAC. Court agreed the value had to be more than $5,000, which is the threshold to declare his candidacy. On Thursday, news broke. We posted this on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. On the socials, check it out. Disney pulling a $1 billion investment into Florida that would have created 2,000 jobs. The report said that the decision was directly tied to the governor's bullying of the company over it being pro-equality. Equality and equal rights are described by DeSantis as woke and used as a pejorative. So, yeah, there goes a $1 billion investment in an office building where they're going to take a part of the Disney franchise out in California and bring a bunch of people to Florida. A bunch of people didn't want to move from California to Florida. They quit their jobs, but Disney stuck strong, or they're going to do it anyway. Well, now apparently that's off the table.
Dominic, my understanding, fascist in waiting, presidential candidate in waiting, Ron DeSantis, going to declare next Thursday, May 25th, that's what's being reported. And if you add 71 days onto that, because that was the length of the declared Scott Walker candidacy, he got in September. Actually, it was July, wasn't it? I was there the day before Scott Walker declared. I was in Waukesha, and the wanker signed a budget. And the next day, he declared his candidacy. I was not at that event. And 71 days later, he was out of the race. That would put Ron DeSantis at the wanker threshold of inviolability around August 5th.
He's just got to make it past August. Maybe he's a little more frugal, you know, with the money than Walker. I mean, MC Hammer was calling Scott Walker going, "Dude, you're spending way too much money on tour."
Here's the deal. Wanker barely survived the Iowa State Fair. If you can't make it, you know, standing on the straw bales, talking to the people without trying to steal protest signs.
That's what he was doing.
You ain't presidential material. See you in Iowa, Ron DeSantis. See the rest of you on the radio tomorrow. Don't forget, my pal Joe Clayfish does Raised in the Wisco at 7. Native Roots Radio in between. Keep it locked. Civic Media. That's what all the patriots do.
Be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Uh-oh. Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5